While I subscribe to the many worlds theory, which posits the existence of an infinite number of Sheldons and an infinite number of universes, I assure you that none of them am I dancing.
Are you fun in any of them?
The math would suggest that in a few, I'm a clown made of candy. But I don't dance.
All right, want some French toast?
It's oatmeal day.
I tell you what, next French toast day, I will make you oatmeal.
Dear Lord, are you still going to be here on French toast day?
Morning.
Look, Leonard, Penny made French toast.
Sorry, I haven't given her your schedule yet.
It's an iCal download. She can put it right in her phone. And I thought we agreed that you'd have your conjugal visits in her apartment.
We did, but there were extenuating circumstances.
I see. Did her abysmal housekeeping skills finally trump her perkiness?
No, her bed kind of broke.
That doesn't seem likely. Her bed's of sturdy construction. Even the addition of a second normal-sized human being wouldn't cause a structural failure, much less a homunculus such as yourself.
A homunculus?
Perfectly formed miniature human being.
Oh, you're my little homunculus.
Don't do that.
Sorry. But who wants cinnamon sugar?
I want oatmeal.
Yes, well, I want a boyfriend whose roommate isn't a giant pain in the ass.
I'm sure that will happen soon enough. But in the meantime, I still want oatmeal.
You know what? I give up. He's impossible.
I can't be impossible. I exist. I believe what you meant to say is, I give up. He's improbable.
Sheldon, you really need to find a better way of dealing with Penny.
What am I supposed to do? Eat French toast on a Monday? Now that would be impossible.
I'm just saying, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
You can catch even more flies with manure. What's your point? Boy, that does smell good. Too bad it's Monday.
Okay, so Kim, the night manager, went on maternity leave, and her husband's name is Sandy, right? So get this. Her replacement is a woman named Sandy whose husband's name is Kim.
Wow!
I know! What are the odds?
Easily calculable. We begin by identifying a set of married couples with unisex names. We then eliminate those unqualified for restaurant work. You know, the aged, the imprisoned, and the limbless, for example. Next, we'd look at the set of people with...
It's an amazing coincidence. Can we leave it at that?
I'm sorry. Oh, Penny. It's as if the Cheesecake Factory is run by witches.
Sheldon, it's as if you don't think I'll punch you.
Come on, you guys, let it go.
Fine, whatever. Are you finished?
Well, thank you. How thoughtful. Would you like a chocolate?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
What was that?
You said be nice to Penny. I believe offering chocolate to someone falls within the definition of nice.
It does, but in my experience, you don't.
There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy.
That's you, obnoxious and insufferable.
What's going on, day dwellers?
Oh, man, did the KISS army repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
No. Raj and I are going to a goth club in Hollywood to hang with the night people. Anybody want to come along?
Oh, wow. You're actually going out like that?
No, I'm going out like this.
Howard, what did you do?
They're called tattoo sleeves. Look. Yeah, I bought them online. Raj got a set, too. Fantastic, right? Put them on, have hot sex with some freaky girl with her business peers, take them off, and I can still be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
I always wanted to go to a goth nightclub.
Really?
Bazinga. Then have you ever seen my practical jokes coming, do you?
Okay, how about you two? Look, I got some extra tat sleeves.
Why are you carrying extras?
Well, in case I snag one on someone's nipple ring.
Yeah, I think we'll pass.
Oh, is the missus speaking for the couple now?
Miss Case, you bet she is.
Yes, she's pushy, and yes, he's whipped, but that's not the expression. Come on, I want to stop at Walgreens and pick up some more eyeliner.
They're going to get beaten up at that club.
They're going to get beaten up at Walgreens. Oh, sorry, Sheldon, I almost sat in your spot.
Did you? I didn't notice. Have a chocolate.
Thank you.
I think we're fitting in quite nicely.
It'd help if you weren't drinking light beer.
What's so gothic about vodka and cranberry juice?
Hello, it looks like blood. Did you even read the WikiHow link I sent you on being goth?
No, I'm behind on my wiki reading. I'm kind of on a John Grisham kick right now.
What?
Well, I finished reading the Pelican Brief and loved it so much I dive right into the client. He was a lawyer himself, so his novels are accurate as well as entertaining.
Just remember, we are lost boys, children of the night.
Great. Lost boys, children of the night. Got it.
Can you pass the Chex Mix, please?
Thank you. We are lost boys.
Good for you.
I'm actually much more lost than he is.
Nice sink.
Thanks. Can we buy you ladies a drink?
Two light beers.
Light beers? Well, Wiki, how about that?
What's your names?
I'm Howard.
Raj.
I'm Bethany.
Nice to meet you, Bethany.
Yes, very nice.
Nice to meet you, too.
I'm Sarah. Not that anyone cares.
Do either of you ladies enjoy the novels of John Grisham?
What's this cartoon called again?
Oshikuru Demon Samurai.
And it's not a cartoon, it's anime.
Anime. You know, I knew a girl in high school named Anime. Anna Mae Fletcher. She was born with one nostril. Then she had this bad nose job and basically wound up with three.
You're here a lot now.
Oh, am I talking too much? I'm sorry. Zip.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Chocolate?
Yes, please. Yeah, you know what? Hold on. Let me take this in the hall.